Most adults admit to the defeating habit of hitting the snooze alarm every morning. Experts have been debating the pros and cons of the habit for years, weighing both short and long-term effects on the body and mind. A recent article in the Wall Street Journal, Why You Actually Should Hit the Snooze Button, suggests an extra 9 minutes of sleep can help certain types of people to gently awaken the mind. I don't buy it, and never will. I'm just not a snooze alarm kind of gal. I prefer to rip the bandage off and push myself out of bed as soon as I hear the alarm. Getting out of a warm bed is never fun, and it certainly doesn't become any easier after you've hit the snooze button several times. The truth is, it's guilt that finally forces you from the sheets. Yet, you still don't want to have your feet hit the floor and seize the day. So the piece got me thinking. The snooze alarm might make you late or kill your plans to exercise, but it doesn't ruin your day. There's something else that you probably do right before you push yourself out of bed that is not only your worst habit, but completely horrendous for your well-being, happiness, and success. Think back to this morning. What's the first thing you did when you woke up? Brush your teeth? Nope. Make coffee? Guess again. You reached for your phone. The question is, why? You aren't even vertical yet. You haven't even started the day, and there you are, cell phone in hand, like the world won't start turning until you get lost in the screen. Is there some text that's so important you must see it immediately? No. If there were a true emergency, you'd get a call. Is there an email you need to send before you wipe the sleep from your eyes? Of course not, but you open your inbox anyway. You aren't alone. Recent studies suggest almost 83% of millennials sleep with their phones, and the Pew Research Center study found that 65% of all adults sleep with their phone on or right next to their bed. And that study was 3 years ago, so likely the number has grown. So why is reaching for the phone so detrimental? Simple, there's nothing in your inbox that will help you take control of your day or solve your goals. What are your emails anyway? Emails are everyone else's junk. Things to do, things to buy, things to add to your to-do list, meetings to attend, places to be, reminders of deadlines. They amount to a long list of stuff that other people want you to pay attention to. By reaching your texts or emails first thing, you just let someone else set your priorities before you've had breakfast. How you start your day sets the tone for your day, and by reaching for your phone, you surrender control to others, and your well-being, success, and happiness takes a hit. Those emails seek your time, attention, help, and brain space. It's no wonder you start your day feeling overwhelmed, sensing pressure, and being in reactive mode rather than a proactive mode. I no longer sleep next to my phone. It's in the kitchen, close enough for me to hear the alarm and far enough away so that by the time I reach the kitchen, I'm not going back to bed. I turn off the alarm and don't pick up the phone again until I've done a few other things to put myself in control and my priorities first. If your phone doesn't receive emails, you aren't off the hook. I guarantee you either fire up the computer or tablet as soon as you leave the bedroom or as soon as you arrive at work. That means you check your inbox before you even get organized. Do not ever do that again. Before you read about a 25% off sale at Zappos, before a reminder alerts you that a PowerPoint is due, before a colleague turns you into her errand boy, take control of your day. Don't check email until you've had a chance to figure out your top three priorities for the day and perhaps had a cup of coffee or tea with a clear mind. Do a brain dump for 5 minutes by listing all projects, to-dos, reminders, and priorities on a piece of paper. Then highlight the top three things on the list to deal with today, things that matter most to you. Forget about everything else you wrote down. This starts your day on the right footing. Next, still without visiting that inbox, open your calendar. I use an 8x11 size week at a glance calendar and find a 30-minute block in your day when you can focus on your top three things uninterrupted. It doesn't matter when that block happens. It can be the first 30 minutes at work, waiting in the car for your child's soccer practice to end, or after you watch a ball game tonight. Find the time and schedule it. By not reaching for the phone and figuring out your three big priorities for the day, you've just taken control of your day and put your priorities first. You may now open your inbox.